Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, and welcome to the Politics Guys with your hosts, Gabe Parson and Michael Baranowski.
Welcome to the Politics Guys. I'm Michael Baranowski, a political scientist at Northern Kentucky University. My co-host this week, as always, is Cleveland area attorney and sometime Republican strategist, Jay Carson. Normally, I'd say, here's this week's Ask the Politics Guy question, Jay, but this is kind of a special Ask the Politics Guy's question, so why don't you explain where it came from?
Well, this is sort of a funny one. It just kind of came up during the RN, watching the RNC and the DNC with my daughter, who's just sort of becoming old enough to get politics.
How old is that, if you don't mind?
She is 14. She's going
okay,
to high school
next year.
Okay,
yeah, that's about right.
She asked, why are so many celebrities, actors, entertainers, why are they overwhelmingly Democrats and or liberals? And I thought that's really a pretty good question.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think you're right.
And I think let's you know, note that there are some conservative celebrities.
Sort of.
Like Scott Baio.
Yeah. Or Willie Robertson, right? Duck Dynasty guy. Antonio Sabato Jr. was at the Republican convention. John Boyd.
It's the Hollywood landscape is littered with conservative celebrities.
Yeah.
But there still seem to be more liberals.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
yeah.
And I'll pitch it to you first, Mike. And also, supposedly, I saw a story, I haven't verified this, that Susan Sarandon says she's supporting Trump now, which to me seems crazy. And I think it was probably just some sort of goofy thing that showed up my new suit. But I'll pitch it to you, Mike, and I want to get your thoughts on why celebrities tend to be more liberal.
Well, I've thought about
First
this.
First of all, do we accept the premise that celebrities are?
Oh, absolutely. I think this is fairly unquestionable. In fact, there is a conservative organization in Hollywood called Friends of Abe that's almost like sort of a secretive sort of thing that people who are in it don't want to talk about who they are or what they do or anything like that because they feel like there's a stigma against conservatives in Hollywood, and I think that's absolutely true. Hollywood, the entertainment industry in general, is overwhelmingly liberal. Anyone who doesn't admit that is insane. And I came up with, I think, two potential reasons for this.
Okay.
The first one, and this is, I think, sort of the standard reason that a lot of people give. Creative people, since probably the dawn of time, have generally been more nonconformist, free-spirited, non-traditional, pushing barriers, that sort of thing. And that is not, I mean, that kind of goes against the idea of being conservative and traditional and so forth. And so I just think it's almost a temperament sort of thing. That sort of attitude, Republicans and conservatives, at least traditionally, tend to be, you know, well, more conservative, more staid, and that, you know, there certainly are some exceptions to that rule, but for the most part, for a long, long time, that is held true. So I think that's a big part of it right there.
I think you're right there. I think there is an artistic temperament. In my early life, I was somewhat, I wouldn't say in the arts. I mean, I sort of tried to be. the sense is that yeah, there's just an artistic bent, and it's almost part of the package, and they're just sort of wired a little different. I once had a music theory professor confessed to me quietly, whispering and promised that I did not tell anyone, but that he appreciated my George Bush button that I was wearing back in 1988, back when I was in college.
That would be the good Bush. I want to point out the HW. Yeah.
Yeah, that was HW. Yes, that was a Bush quail button that I had. I think that's a big part of it. They just are wired differently. I think the other piece is when you're in the arts, there's a certain randomness to success, and with that comes a sort of guilt. And I think there's some of that too, that maybe people see the world as being more random. Celebrities perhaps see the world as being more random and have the sense of, look, if it hadn't been for a couple lucky breaks that I have, I would be in the same place as this other some other person, and therefore that, you know, the world ought to be make up for that that inherent unfairness. And you know, my point is, you know, you can go to an audition and you have hundreds of people at the audition, and one person happens to get the role, and all of a sudden they're, you know, they go from making $15,000 a year and waiting tables to being a multimillionaire. There's that sort of, I think, unfairness that is just kind of built into their worldview, and they think that they ought to make it fairer.
Yeah, you know, and that was we totally agree on that. That was going to be my second point. I mean, and there have been plenty of survey. There's plenty of survey data that suggests that Republicans, much more than Democrats, tend to believe that people get to where they get to because of their hard work, and Republicans tend to discount the idea of luck as being a factor. And so, if you are, you know, in one of those situations where you know you have you have dozens of talented friends, and you happen to make it, and they didn't, you know, yeah, then you can say, well, they're before the grace of God. Though, if you're a Hollywood liberal, you might say the grace of whatever. Go I. So then you probably are going to be a lot more in favor of a stronger social safety net and more government programs and so forth. But I think also then when that happens, it builds on itself. I mean, certainly environments shape people. And when you get enough people who feel that way, even if you're not entirely sure, you tend to jump on the bandwagon. And so
the echo chamber of all the people you talk to.
Because how many Hollywood celebrities do you think are really, really engaged in politics and spend a lot of time really thinking about what does it mean to be a conservative or a liberal? Heck, how many people in general do that, right? So I think a lot of it's just, well, I don't know. This seems like George Clooney's doing this, so Matt Damon's doing this, so I guess that's probably.
We assume they listen to our show, but yeah, you haven't heard yet. So Clooney and Damon, if you're listening,
yes,
please let us know, and also chip in a couple bucks. I think the other and that what bears that out also that worldview of luck versus hard work is you tend to see many more professional athletes who tend to be conservative. I'm generalizing, but there's a sense that, listen, I'm here because yes, I may have had some natural God given talent, but I also worked my butt off to develop that, and to become where I am. And it's a sense of competition rather than luck and being picked out.
You know, that's a really interesting point. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that, but another thing kind of along those lines occurs to me is that a lot of the times, the arts, it's kind of an individualistic sort of thing, whereas a lot of sports is very team oriented, and which really plays on those things of togetherness and loyalty and that sort of what I think of as bedrock conservative values that liberals, while they might be okay with some of them, that's not really, it's more freedom and expression. And if you want to be free and expressive on a football team, good luck to you. You know, you're probably not going to get very far. That's a really interesting point.
There's more sense of that culture is sort of a rule-based culture.
Yeah.
You know, look, I'm follow the rules and I'm going to get ahead by following the rules, as opposed to, you know, there are no rules, I'm going to do what I, you know, do what I feel, sort of.
Yeah, you can't really say on if you're a football player, basketball player, well, I'm going to make my own rules up. But when you're an artist, you certainly can do that. I'm going to try a different intro. I mean, you sort of have to stand out. Whereas in sports, to stand out, you just have to apply the same rules and just be excellent, essentially. So that's a good point. A broader issue, I guess, related to this is, does this matter in any meaningful way?
A little bit, I think it does. I mean, and this goes to one of my other reasons I would say is that conservatism by its nature tends not to be cool, despite my best efforts. It's sort of, you're always sort of, it's, you know, your old man's Ford kind of thing, or Oldsmobile. And look, if you are a Hollywood celebrity, that's not the image you want to project. Like I said, you want to present the image of I'm the guy pushing the border and the living dangerously and so forth. And, I think that's sort of just part of being a celebrity. I mean, there are some people who, and if you look back, years ago, people like Jimmy Stewart or obviously Ronald Reagan, who tended to live sort of the very conservative, life just in Hollywood in general. You just don't see that as much anymore.
Right.
But does it matter? Not a whole lot. I really think that most people don't make up their mind on political issues based on celebrities. It gives sort of a platform for some issues. For example, if Matt Damon gets up and talks about global warming and jets off to five other cities to do the same, it gets more attention paid to it than if it's some nerdy scientist or business person or something like that. And to some extent, I think some celebrities do good stuff. I mean, I would say George Clooney actually is in his activism. I think he tends to be a pretty responsible kind of guy. I mean, in talking about human rights in Sudan and those kind of things. Maybe I just support his causes more than others. But on the scale of celebrities, I think there are some who are more thoughtful about what they do and say than there are others. I'm not just saying that because Clooney's listening. But
no, I think you're right in the sense that I don't get the sense that it really changes people's minds, but it might make people who are already inclined. So if you're already concerned about what's going on in Darfur, and you hear a message from a celebrity saying, "Hey, maybe you can donate some money or something," and you say, "Well, okay, that seems reasonable," but I don't think any celebrity is going to change somebody's mind. And there's tons of political science research that suggests that, people's basic political inclinations are kind of built into them, or at least kind of baked into them from an early age. And it takes an awful lot to change those sort of things. And so message.
Celebrities can also be valuable to getting people to show up for things.
Yeah, that's true.
Ted Danson and Mary Steenburgen were in my town earlier this year, for Hillary and uh-huh. just the idea was you register voters and so forth. But yeah, they're there also in order to help turn out folks. So I think they serve a purpose there too. But you're right. I don't think they change minds.
Yeah, no. All right. Well, I think that pretty much covers the question, doesn't it, would you say?
I don't
Any
know.
Other
I
thoughts?
Think, yeah, but I thought that was an interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
I think there's probably more to be done, and there's probably more we can look up the psychology of these kind of things. That if anybody else has any good resources, feel free to let us know.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, that's it for this episode of Ask the Politics Guys. Thanks everyone for listening. If you have any questions for future episodes, or just any thoughts, comments, or criticisms, we would love to hear from you. Our email is politicsguys@gmail.com. And our Facebook page, where Jay and I post and comment on news articles throughout the week, and where you can join in too, facebook.com/politicsguyspage.
Ooh, and I would also say, and I should have said this earlier, but for example, if you had a major celebrity endorse a podcast,
ooh.
That would be really cool.
Yeah, George. Yeah, let's hear from you there. Yeah, absolutely.
Talking to you, Clooney.
Absolutely. Okay. Finally, if you're listening to us on iTunes or Stitcher, you've heard this before, but again, we would really appreciate it. It takes only a minute to just leave a review and a rating. It really does make a difference. Finally, if you like what we're doing and want us to be able to keep on doing it, a donation of even a buck or two, the price of a Lovable Friends cap and booty set would really help. You'll find donation links on our site, politicsguys.com. Ask the Politics Guys. We'll be back next Wednesday. We hope you'll join us.